Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome once again to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 186, and I'm recording this on the afternoon of April 2nd, 2009. Well, today I wanted to talk about an upcoming series on PBS that I think a lot of history teachers will find very interesting. It is a series called We Shall Remain, and it is from the American Experience, and I'm sure many of you listening have viewed American Experience productions in the past. Beautifully done videos, well-written, just amazing content, and this is a particular series that will come out on PBS beginning in around mid-April 2009, so go ahead and check your local listings. But I was very fortunate to be able to preview the series We Shall Remain from PBS because I authored one of their blogs. PBS has an excellent blog called Media Infusion, and it's a blog written by teachers for teachers that usually center around different activities and productions that PBS does. And I'm the guest blogger for the month of April 2009. Basically, the way the blog works is there's a monthly theme, and somebody writes a kind of a long blog entry, roughly like about 1,000 words or so, and kind of gets the discussion started, and then people comment on that blog post, and then kind of keep the discussion running through the entire month, and then once the month is over, they start with a new topic. And this was a great experience. The last time I did it as well, I did it back in the fall of, I believe it was November of 2007, and I did a guest blog on the Ken Burns series, The War, when that came out that fall. But I did write a little bit about We Shall Remain, and like I said, I was able to preview it, and it's just some great, great content for teachers. What they've done is they've created 5 different episodes, and they're all part of the series, but they're all also very unique as far as how they're made and kind of how the story is progressed throughout the documentary. So there's 5 episodes. The first episode is After the Mayflower. The second episode is Tecumseh's Vision. The third episode is The Trail of Tears. The fourth episode is Geronimo. And then the fifth episode is Wounded Knee. And there's 7.5 hours of content total. Some of these were 90 minutes, I believe some are 60 minutes. But just really, really high quality stuff. And what I began to look at as I watched the entire series was really how I was going to use it in class. And looking at 7.5 hours of content is really almost intimidating for a teacher, because you begin to think about, wow, this is really good stuff, but how am I going to fit this into my actual curriculum? And so in particular, when I was watching Tecumseh's Vision, I really began to think about 2 different ways that I could use this content. One is almost kind of like a personal form of professional development. So for example, Tecumseh is an individual that in my 8th grade American history class, we probably spend maybe 10 or 15 minutes really kind of focusing on. So now I've got 90 minutes of high-quality content. I'm watching it as an individual, and I'm learning a lot about Tecumseh. And I think that that's important as a teacher, because you can have a much greater depth of knowledge to bring that person alive or to explain the importance of that person when you're in front of your class. And you don't have to show them the entire 90 minutes to accomplish that. But you personally, if a question comes up or you're trying to explain something, you've got that depth of knowledge. The second way is to try and find just maybe a particular part of that documentary and then include that in class. So in Tecumseh's Vision, there's one particular part where Tecumseh goes to have a conference with Harrison and basically try and kind of explain what's happening as far as the Native American point of view, and then the United States government's trying to basically create their stance on why they're doing this to the Native Americans. And I would use that 5 minutes in class once I've kind of explained the situation with Tecumseh, and I think my students would gain a lot from just watching that clip, but just realistically, I'm not going to be able to show 90 minutes probably on Tecumseh himself. So different ways of showing it. You know, if you're a teacher that has the ability to incorporate, you know, an entire hour or, you know, 90 minutes of content, this is great stuff to use. But beyond that, I would say don't be afraid to just bring in clips, but then watch it yourself and really learn a lot about these subjects. Another episode that really kind of caught my attention was the last episode, and Wounded Knee focuses on the 1973 siege on Wounded Knee. And I was 2 years old at the time, and we really didn't study it much in high school, so I didn't know much about the modern-day Wounded Knee, and learned a lot about that particular time period. And if I was teaching high school civics again, I think that would be a great thing to bring into the classroom and then compare the Native American struggle for civil rights with other organizations or other groups, like in the, you know, the 1950s, 1960s civil rights movement, and do some different comparisons there. So lots of the ways that you can incorporate this in class. I would say that it really made me kind of personally examine how I teach about Native Americans in my class. A lot of what we teach from the textbook tends to be almost kind of like separate from the rest of the curriculum. So, you know, we might talk about particular battles, or as we talk about Western expansion, some of the difficulties, but it's almost like in some ways Native American culture is taught as a separate entity from United States history. And I think that that's something that we can all really work on. So if you do teach Native American culture in your history class, I would love for you to go to the PBS blog and read my blog for the month of April on the Media and Fusion blog, and then go ahead and leave a comment, because at the end, that's really kind of what we want to do, is create a discussion that lasts for the month. And I kind of tried to open it up by asking how different people teach about Native Americans within their United States history class. So go ahead and go to the blog. I have the link on our site, and you can get there from going to www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And this podcast is dated April 2nd, 2009. And then just go ahead and follow the links. I'll have a link there to PBS. And also, go to the official website for the We Shall Remain series. They do have some other great features. They have a link on the top that's called Native Now, and it talks about some very contemporary issues with Native American culture and some additional things you could bring into your classroom. They also have a section on the top called Real Native, like Real, R-E-E-L. And these are very short documentaries, you know, like maybe 3-5 minutes long, and talk about a lot of different modern-day aspects of Native American culture. And I watched several of those and found them to be really interesting. So there's definitely links there. And then also, as I'm taping this, it's not currently up, but it will be by the time the series starts. They have a very extensive teacher's guide, and I've seen the rough draft of it, and they have really tons and tons of links that you can expand upon a certain episode or a certain chapter. And they do have the episodes broken down into chapters and some discussion questions. So definitely go ahead and check out the Educator's Guide as well. And there'll be a link on that from the official We Shall Remain PBS page. So good stuff. It's starting in mid-April. I believe the first showing on most PBS stations is April 13th. And then they'll show several episodes progressively through, I believe it's like mid-May or early May. So pretty much through about a 5 or 6 week time period, they'll be showing different episodes around the country. So check your local PBS station. And also, some of the local PBS stations have some events that are going on in conjunction with this series. But like I said, it's an American Experience series or production, and their stuff is just always amazing. And this is just really, really good stuff for you as an individual, but then also to bring into your classroom. So thanks for listening today, and we'll continue to have some podcasts here in the spring on some of the things that are happening in my classroom as we wrap up the year. Seems like this year has been an extremely fast year, and hard to believe that it's already April, but we'll continue to share some resources and talk about some of the things happening in class. So thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Soundsabound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.